Sundays, 5 till 7 p.m.
Now it's time for a breakdown.
Breakdown! Hello there. I am Pictish Trail.
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph.
Hi, this is Sam Genders from Tongue.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Hello, this is Dan Mangan.
And you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Let's fall in love with The Breakdown. Let's fall in love with The Breakdown.
Let's go! Breakdown! Let's fall in love with The Breakdown. Gnarly introduction to The Breakdown today, this afternoon. Hello, I'm here, I'm Steve, and you are?
Who are you? Who are any of us?
Good question.
That was the Horrors, though, wasn't it?
That was the Horrors kicking us off this week, yes. Trial by Fire, a new single from them, from their just-announced album, Nightlife, coming out on March the 21st next year.
Is it going to be their Fifth record. Do you know?
I don't have that detail to hand.
Give me one either way. I reckon fifth.
I reckon fifth.
Yeah. They've been away for a while. But you didn't play the first single from that because it was very big, but you did say that that was a good one.
I thought you did.
No, didn't. Didn't get to it in the end. Anyway, the breakdown here. We weren't here last week. I was watching. What did I do last week? I watched Bolly's Pupil, who's very, very good live.
You were in Manchester. Yes.
Where were you?
I was in Manchester. No,
you were in Nottingham.
I was in Nottingham at JT Sawfest. I saw a whole host of bands.
Oh, excellent. So this week we have lots of new albums, actually. Maybe not as many bigger hitters as before, but I have new records from...
Can I interrupt you?
Go on.
The Horrors, sixth album.
Sixth album. One either way, I'm all right.
You're all right.
Yeah. We've got an album of the week by Our Girl, Freak Slug. New record, well, debut record from her. Band called Eep and Wilder Thing. This is a great name for an album. I have my mother's eyes and I'm not giving them back. that might be last week, actually. But Girl Scout EP. We've got Liz Lawrence, a track from her expanded A Yeti album, and Man, Woman, Chainsaw, who I don't think we've ever played before.
I think you did recently.
Did I?
Yeah, I'm sure. Mm. Maybe John did.
Yeah, it's probably...
It was John.
It's probably John.
It was John.
We're going to play something from the Cure album, which went in at number one on the album charts after this one.
Yes.
Subtract, though, first, who... Has there been an album already by Subtract this year? I think possibly there was, but this is... Oh, no, The Rat Road was last year. But there is a new EP out, came out yesterday, three tracks on it. Or maybe, is it an EP or is it just when it does that? And it says it's an EP.
It says EP there. I think it's an EP.
No, I don't, because that's got 1 million tracks. This is what happens. This is what it does. It collates singles as an EP.
I don't like the streaming
age. It confuses me. Mm. So, Subtract, Turn Your Heart Around. We'll do that. And then Drone from...
The Cure.
The Cure. You're playing it from here, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, do it.
Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
a good one. Good album. Really good album. I'll be honest with you, when I first heard The Cure's new record last week, it didn't immediately hit me, but I don't think it's supposed to do.
No.
That record one. Songs of the Lost World, straight in at number one. Is it that? I'm thinking 13th album. That doesn't sound right. It must be... I think it's 16.
I think it's 16.
But straight in yesterday. And it is good. It be good. We had, before that, something by... Subtract.
We did, yes.
Yeah, we'll Subtract. With something called... Sorry, what am I doing here?
Turn your heart around, Joel.
All capital letters. All right, we are going to go now to Album of the Week, and it is Our Girl. What do you know about Our Girl, Steve?
I know that they are signed to Bella Union.
Okay, so sign of quality. They've had a few albums out. I know that.
Have I made that up? No, I don't think I have. I read it somewhere, but I can't see it now. Anyway, go on.
Three albums.
This
is their third album.
I think we only played them for the first time fairly recently.
Have we played something from this album?
Yes, something from this album. It was a few weeks ago.
All right. Well, it's a very good record. Where are they from?
The UK.
The UK. I'm going to stop answering.
Broadly speaking. I was lost in The Cure. I wasn't doing any research. Yes. But yes, two tracks coming up on the show. One in each hour, as is customary.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Who do you love?
The Breakdown.
Small world's good to me. You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
It's sports day and I'm coming last. In the back of the bleachers with my head in my hands. Jocks all gearing up for the tug of war. I'm sorry I dropped the baton, I'm just, I'm not that fast. Now I'm sweating through my polo shirt and I scrape my knee upon the AstroTurf. Chilly looks past without a glance, but the whole bottom set, they turn and laugh. I'm turned inside down, marching back, your sigma made of pie. Hearts, captain's nose, it's spent the next game on the side. He drops the mirroring muscles, glisten in the August sun. I'm not feeling that school spirit, that sigma made of pie.
That was Man Woman Chainsaw getting their second play on the show. John did play them a couple of weeks ago, didn't he?
He did.
Easy Peasy, the name of the EP that came out yesterday, and that from it was Sports Day. They've played in Sheffield a couple of times, haven't they? I think they've got
a date.
I think they've got a date coming up in the new year. Or have they on the early Get Together bill, which came out this week?
Don't think so, but maybe. Maybe.
We should have checked that, really.
We probably should have.
Should have checked that. Our Girl before. With a song called, was it Who Do You Love?
Yes, Hoodie. From the album The Good Kind, this week's album of the week.
Yes, it will be. So there'll be one more from that later on in the show. What have we got next?
I'm going to play something now. Now, do you remember a few weeks ago we played a track by Tracksuit Managers?
I do remember that.
Yes. They were impressed that their song was preceded by Laura from Chemtrails' jingle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I said to them, well, we'll return the favour when Chemtrails next release some music if you do as an ident. They've taken that quite literally and made us a bespoke ident for playing Chemtrails on The Breakdown. Would you like to hear that before this song?
As if so. Are you telling me there's a new Chemtrails song?
There's a new Chemtrails song.
Oh!
And yeah. We should have gone to see them this week in Glossop, shouldn't we?
We really should.
We didn't. But yeah, the Tracksuit Managers are going to introduce this song for us with a 24-second reworking of a bit of one of their songs. Listen to this.
Breakdown! Chemtrails on The Breakdown! Chemtrails up the breakdown. Chemtrails up the breakdown. Chemtrails up the breakdown. Breakdown.
That will only be played once, probably, on this show.
That was magnificent.
Yeah. I've asked them to do a less specific one that we can use as
for
our
them
regular theme tune.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can replace our theme tune with that if they
rework
that. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Chemtrails, new single from them, standalone single, in support of their little tour that they're doing around the country. This is Miss Anthropocene.
But we ain't gonna go and get misty-eyed.
Trails on the breakdown. I'll be singing it soon.
Yeah.
That was Miss Anthropocene.
You've pointed out that we haven't had any new artist yet, so
yes.
How about I do three in a row as my treble seven?
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah?
You do that.
Two of the records from last week and one from this week. We'll start with one from last week. And this is from a couple of... A couple of people who worked at CBGB's as stagehands back in the 1990s,
okay.
doing various music over the years separately, but lost touch with each other. They reconnected at a Future of the Left gig and decided to form this band, the Triceratops. So this came out of Future of the Left, so I thought you would like that
as
a start.
I do.
After this, I will go to, I think it's Iceland for Tofa. From an album called Mold, which was out yesterday, and then we'll go to Wilder Thing afterwards. After that. Yes, but it's going to be a quick fire one. I think this is In and Out in less than six.
Breakdown. Treble 7.
Baby, better, my stuff's ready, baby. listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
I'm done falling over you. I'm done tripping over you. And when you scratch my door, you know I can fall asleep. And if I trip on you, time I won't be so
three new artists, three songs in under 7 minutes. Wilder Thing there. That is the work of Portland musician Wes Sturz. His last album as Wilder Thing came out 10 years ago now, but he hasn't been slacking because he's also in a band called Fon Fon Roo. Do we know Fon Fon Roo?
We do not know. No, remember that name.
But that song was called I've Done Falling Over You, and it was from the, I'm going to say it again, I Have My Mother's Eyes and I'm Not Giving Them Back, 17 tracks in, is it about 39 minutes? 40 minutes? No, 39. It's a woozy kind of soundscape type thing. And I'm
in my wheelhouse, that is, yeah.
I enjoyed that lesson earlier. Before, where's Tufa? Tufa from Iceland.
Ooh, that was good.
Was it Tufa?
I don't know, probably.
Mold.
Sounded good.
Is the name of an album. Feia Marek?
Maybe not so good.
How do you say that then?
Feia? I'm not Icelandic.
How do you know it's wrong then?
Well, because they don't really pronounce the letters properly in Iceland. It all sounds completely unlike what it looks like.
So I could be right?
No, right. Definitely not.
I think you'll enjoy this. Their previous album was called Teeth Richards.
I do enjoy that.
From 2016. So they've been away for a while.
Fleetwood Max.
This one's a bit disappointing then, Mold. But it does have a cat on the front cover. And at the top of that three, it was the Triceratops with Efficiency Experts from their album Charge, which also, Steve, you like 15 songs, 35 minutes. Good numbers.
I don't only like small things.
You don't only like small things. And I'm going to prove that
I'm
now.
Going to prove you wrong right now, yes. Yes, longest track I brought is from Wussy, which I believe you also brought.
I have, so I'm getting this played without playing it.
Yeah, good. Well done. You'll have to return the favour. It's the first new music, it's the first LP in 6 years. And we last played one in 2018 on The Breakdown, so that figures. The new album, Cincinnati, Ohio, comes out, I think it's next week, actually. I think it is. Anyway, this is a big single. It's called Inhaler, and it's rather good.
Yeah.
sudden cut off. Yeah, that's Inhaler from Wussy. Hopefully they'll come over and tour in support of the album, because they're very good live.
Uh-huh. Let's do a double now of shorter ones. Tunde first?
Tunde, yeah.
Tunde Adebimpe, better known, well, probably by his name to most people, yeah, to a lot of people.
But known for?
Known for TV on the Radio, who are back next year. Yeah. We have live dates, but Tunde has put out his first solo. I'm saying that he's put out his first solo single. I'm not entirely sure that's true.
No, I don't think it is.
No, it isn't. But he's put out one last week. We would have played. It's called Magnetic. And then something from Kate Bollinger from the album 4.
Yes, it's covers of Margot Gurian album.
That's it. Yes. All right, this is going to be lovely. A bit of a contrast between the two as well.
I was thinking about my time in space. I was thinking about the human race. In the age of tenderness and rage, had me kicking through the end of days. From inside I heard a message cry, shining like mirrors in the sky. So get your head right and hold it high. So look around now, baby, you know you got the touch because you're... In space, I was thinking about the human race. In the age of tenderness and rage, had me flipping for an extra page. From inside I heard a message cry, shining like mirrors in the sky. Get it together, kid, it's time to fly. Say look around now, you know you got the touch because you're... Come like that for
you know.
Hey, this is Meishi Meishi, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
What can I give you?
Oh,
Sesame Street, it sounds like that one.
It does a bit, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was lovely, though.
That's not a bad thing.
Kate Bollinger.
Yeah, Kate Bollinger.
With What Can I Give You from the Like Someone I Know, Celebration of Margot Guillen, which came out yesterday. Also on that, which one did we play already from
we
that?
We played the Empress of one, yeah. It also features Tops, Claro, Munier.
Margot Price, yeah. Barry, Pearl and the Oysters. Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good, that. Frankie Cosmos as well. Oh, I may listen to that later. Something before that as well. Tunde from a band based in New York who are coming back next year.
Mm.
Hey, do you know who else is doing that?
Who?
LCD Sound System.
Actually coming back? Oh, yeah. They are, aren't they?
They are. They've got a new single. We're about to play it, Steve.
No, I know that, but I mean, they're not. I mean, they're not doing an album, are they?
But they might be. They're teasing the album. No,
did somebody at Primavera said there was an album?
There was going to be an album.
Then hastily changed the...
Yes. Yeah. There probably will be an album. X-Ray Eyes came out a week ago on non-streaming platform, so I don't know how you heard it, but it was released a couple of days.
I didn't say I heard it, I said I read about it.
Read about it. Yeah. No. I don't know how other people heard it.
Oh.
But I used my people ears last night to listen to X-Ray Eyes, and I'm going to do that for you now.
Okay.
Yeah. We won't have time for two more songs after this.
We might do.
I've got eyes that can see inside. I've got eyes that can see inside. I can see right through your disguise. I can see right through your disguise. I've got eyes that can see inside. Disguise. I've got eyes that can see you. everything. You're all I can see. The bones in your body, the blood in your veins, your hasty decisions and behavioral chains. Replace all the cells, but still something remains. But I'm losing you. Sorry, what are you saying?
Put the wrong mic up there.
That weren't me. I'm there, though. I'm there. That was X-Ray Eyes by LCD Sound System. First new music from them for a while. Don't know if there'll be an album, but there's that song. We've got time for two more, haven't we?
If we're quick.
We've both got little uns.
Both got little uns.
You've heard it here first.
Scottish supergroup, although led not by somebody who's not from Scotland, Martha Fionn is the vocalist of Former Champ. They released Volume 2 yesterday, follow-up to January's...
Volume 1.
Correct. Good. From that, this is called Motivation. Featuring members of Savage Mansion, Catholic Action, Secret Motorbikes, and Martha Fionn there on vocals. That is Former Champ, and that is Motivation from their new EP. You've got all the information now about Sophie Truax, haven't you?
I have. This was sent through to me by a friend of the show, Jen Tidman, who is...
making a return.
She's coming on
next
week.
You've said it now.
Coming on next week. Kissing with a Cavity is an EP by Sophie Truax, who, disappointingly, doesn't seem to be related to Thomas Truax. That would be brilliant if she was. But this EP... Came out yesterday. Most of the songs already out as singles, but this one isn't. This is Losing Bet. And actually, we've still got 10 seconds left, Steve.
What can we do in that time, Joel?
I don't know. We could probably pontificate on what we can do in 10 seconds of time. Thus, filling up that 10 seconds of time. I'm going to turn this up. Brilliant.
To try my best, I give you a game of chess. Play roles you couldn't guess. Let them live inside my head. Held your hand, bit my tongue. Gave you room to do me wrong. Didn't take you very long. Didn't take you very long. Told myself I told you so. Only let you in to let you go. So I only let you in to let you go.